Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is July 30th. It's a beautiful, gorgeous Monday evening here in Montreal. I've just finished doing the grocery shopping. It's almost 8 o'clock in the evening. I am heading home, and at the same time, I thought I'd leave a little audio boo. It's actually an update on my foray into programming. Actually, the virtualization part of the programming. That is, I installed a piece of software called VirtualBox on my Mac. And what it allows me to do is install other operating systems, be it Linux, be it Windows, or different versions of such. And I opted to install Windows 7 in my Mac. So I run, basically it's a window. Imagine it an application window in which is running a desktop of a Windows machine. And that's exactly what I've got. And in there I've installed what they call an evaluation of Visual Basic. Anyway, all this to say that I... recently, I think it was yesterday, purchased extra memory for my machine because it was just way too slow. I'd fire up VirtualBox, and it would take forever for it to load. And once it was running, and I was doing whatever it was I was doing, the whole machine would slow down to a crawl. So I purchased, I'm going from 2 gigs of RAM to 8 gigs of RAM, which is the maximum that my Mac Mini will hold. And I'm hoping to get that RAM tomorrow. So I will report back in the next day or so and let you know how things go. Usually increasing RAM is probably the least expensive way to get instant gratification when it comes to performance improvements on a computer. You'll notice it'll go by leaps and bounds once you update the RAM, the amount of RAM one has. And then the other reason why I wanted to do this is because there's a few sound utilities that I want to run within the Windows environment within my Mac, so I don't have to resort to going to one of my laptops, which unfortunately don't run all that well. I have an old compact laptop that's seen better days, and I run Windows XP in there to do a few things, but it's not the most powerful machine, and sometimes it lags back and causes me some issues. So that's why I've chosen to just, you know, throw my all into VirtualBox and see if I can get a lot of the utilities I use to run in a Windows environment within my Mac. So that's it. I hope you folks are having a wonderful start of the week, and I will talk to you soon.